Hello, my name is Kevin Haven, and I am the minister for the Parish Church of Christ in Paris, Arkansas. The word of the week is pattern. Every day we follow or use patterns to make things. Suppose for a moment a car maker did not follow the pattern or blueprint to make a certain car or truck, but just built it by how they thought it should be put together. What would you expect? Would it run or ride smoothly or drive safely? It's doubtful. What if you did not follow the pattern or recipe to make a yummy chocolate cake? Say you left the flour out, or you put 1 cup of salt instead of 1 cup of sugar, or you substituted powdered sugar for the chocolate powder. Would it still taste like the yummy chocolate cake you remember tasting? Things we use every day are built or made according to a specific pattern. It is no different when it comes to God and His Word, which He has given to man. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5, the writer of Hebrews tells us that God instructed Moses on how to construct the tabernacle, even to the point that God told him to make all things according to the pattern shown you. One can read of the specifications God told Moses about the tabernacle in Exodus chapters 25 through 27. The design of the tabernacle and everything in it was very detailed. But what if Moses decided to change the design of the tabernacle? Would it have been built according to the pattern? Would it have been what God wanted? Would it have pleased God? Well, certainly not. Now think about others who were given specific instructions. What if Noah did not build the ark according to God's plan? Would it have saved Noah and his family? What if Joshua did not follow God's specific commands in going up against Jericho? Would the walls have fallen down? Would they have been able to overtake Jericho? Would God have saved them from the hands of those in Jericho? Well, certainly not. All of these provide us an example to show us how important it is to follow God's word according to the pattern. The Greek word for pattern is tupos. Thayer's Greek lexicon defines tupos as an example, the pattern in conformity to which a thing must be made, an example to be imitated. It is used at least 16 times in the New Testament, and is translated as ensample, print, figure, example, pattern, fashion, manner, or form. So, is it important for us to follow the pattern today? Well, most certainly. There are patterns for us to follow. And notice, if you will, in your Bible in Acts chapter 2. Here we read of one pattern that is to be followed. That pattern is how to be added to the church. First of all, note, it is the Lord who adds to the church. Acts 2, verse 47. Whom does the Lord add to the church? It is those who are being saved. Second, what are the specific commands or the pattern of being saved? In Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, Peter preached about Jesus Christ. He said in Acts 2, verse 22, "Men of Israel, hear these words." Because of Peter's preaching about Christ, the people heard. And that caused the people to be cut or pricked or pierced to the heart. Acts 2, verse 37. They realized that there was something else that needed to be done. And so the people asked, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Peter answered their question by commanding them to repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. Acts 2, verse 38. The people's response is recorded in Acts chapter 2, verse 41. It says, "Those who gladly received his word were baptized." This same pattern is seen in the conversions in the book of Acts. When one does not follow this pattern, one cannot expect God to save them. Paul wrote to those in Rome in Romans 10, verse 17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." The message of Christ must be taught. In John 8, verse 24, Jesus said, "Therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." And so a believing faith in Christ must be developed. Paul states in Acts chapter 17, verse 30, "Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom He has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising Him from the dead." Repentance involves changing our way of life and turning to God. One must be willing to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, like the eunuch in Acts chapter 8, verse 37. "For if we do not confess Christ, He will not confess us before God." Matthew 10, verses 32 and 33. Just as Noah built the ark according to the pattern to save his family through water, one must be baptized through the resurrection of Jesus Christ to be saved. Peter writes in 1 Peter 3, verses 20 and 21, "Once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism. Not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." And so let us make sure that we are following God's pattern in all that we do. I want to thank you for joining me today. This podcast has been brought to you by ulagaradio.org.